This guy, he is absolutely as loose as they get, I reckon, this fella. Behind Fat Pizza, Howzo's, and now Bogan Hunters, which you can all check out on Prime 7. Paul Finnich joins the show. Paulie, morning, mate.
Mate, it's good to be. Which side am I actually broadcasting to, the Wodonga or the Albury side or both?
Well, we broadcast to both. Our studios are on the Albury side. Does that make a difference to you? Like, is one more Bogan than the other?
Well, Wodonga is the Aboriginal word for Bogan, so I just wanted to check. But anyway, let's
you're lying. You are full of it, Paul. Would you come to our part of the neck of the woods to do any Bogan hunting, or have you?
Look, you know, I mean, for this first season, we didn't stretch the budget as far as Albury Wodonga, but second season, mate, it's a must.
You know, bring hello. That on. All you need is a tank of petrol to come up from Melbourne. Easy.
You guys, mate, you got some classic Bogans, you know, in my past kind of, you know, just road trips, I've wandered the streets of Albury particularly, and mate, the mullets and home-done tattoos in your town are outstanding.
What about the ratties on the little kids? I enjoy that.
Yeah, same.
The ratties, you know, the young fellas with the ratties, spectacular, you know, ratties of all lengths and plaiting. I mean, really good, really good.
The family ratsies.
You know, I think that, you know, Albury and Wodonga are very underrated in terms of, you know, a Bogan epicentre in rural Australia, and I want to rectify that soon. Actually, you know what, maybe I'll have to just get some more budget and come out to you guys for this series. We'll have to do it.
You know what you can do for us right now, though, Paul, is we'd like you to give a couple of people here on the border a quick Bogan over.
Yes, for
right.
Sure.
So we'll introduce our mayors. We've got a mayor of Albury and a mayor of Wodonga. We'll give you their full name, and we want you to Bogan it. We want you to Bogan it up and introduce these Bogans.
Okay, so tell me about the mayors. Let's go.
All right,
okay.
So... Well,
first up, we've got Kevin Mack, who is the mayor of Albury. I mean, any ideas, like, how we can Bogan over
him? Silver fox. He likes his beard.
Yeah. With his name, anything?
Okay, first of all, he's got to change his name to Kevy.
Kevy.
And then his surname, Macko. Kevy Macko. Kevy Macko. That's how he's known from now on. Kevy Macko.
He'll like
I want to see the postcode of Albury tattooed on his chest.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to see knock out one front tooth.
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see him in thongs every day at the council chambers.
He wears a suit, though. You reckon that he can pull that off?
Suit and thongs?
No. I was just going to move on. Must wear footy shorts with no undies.
And
I want to see him in a like a rock kind of flavoured, the heavy metal style T-shirt with pizza stains on it.
Like a faded Megadeth T-shirt.
That's right. And he must conduct all of the council proceedings with a JB in his hand.
All right. Well, we've got to give a bit of credit over to Wodonga and the mayor over there. His name is Rodney Wangman.
Rodney Wangman.
Loves it.
Loves it.
Yeah. Is that a porn name? Or
no.
Legit. That's
his name.
That's his name.
So he's got to be Rodo Wanger.
Rodo Wanger.
Rodo Wanger. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Now this bloke, with a name like Wangman, I mean, this guy, I want to see him with two Bogan chicks at all times. You know what I mean? This guy, he is a Bogan porn star, just by name.
Our town will turn to turd the way we go.
What's that?
Our town will just, I don't know if Albury Wodonga be ready for something like that.
Man, you know, that guy needs a big porn stash as well, for sure.
Porn stash. And,
we've got his number. We should call him and let him know that you've advised that would be the best way to go about it.
There's one last thing for Wango.
Yeah, what about
it? I want a giant Australia flag on his back, a whole back tat of the Australian, with Australian flag. So when he's in there with the other chicks, they're always reminded of his Aussie pride, the Wango.
You know what I reckon, Paulie, as well, is all council, all government cars, instead of the aerial, we need to get the old get the old coat hanger out, shape out Australia, chuck it in.
Definitely, and I think we should maybe make all the Albury Wodonga vehicles panel vans from the 70s.
That would be really
good. Potted up panel vans.
We'd be so happy for that. There's a guy.
Particularly for Wango.
There's a guy who sleeps. Paulie, there's a guy who sleeps out the front of the Star FM studios. He's been sleeping in his car for the past 3 weeks.
He has too.
Yeah.
Well, Blake, somebody just help. You know, if I was there, I'd go down and give him like a case of JBs and a couple of pies. We'd have a mad time, mate. Help this bloke out. He sounds like a legend.
You're ringing a slab of JBs.
Just the J. Just get him some
Jack
drinks,
Daniels,
mate, so
mate,
he can party on.
All right.
He's obviously, if he's living in his car, he's not doing anything, so we might as well have a party with him. Come on.
Well, Paul Finnich, if you ever need to do any Bogan hunting our way, just give us a call and we'll set you up. We'll put you in a swag somewhere, mate. You can stay at my place.
Look, please, if I ever come to town, I want to be hooked up with Wango. And I want his new council slogan to be, if the council chambers are rocking, don't come a knocking.
Well played.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bogan Hunters Prime 7, do check this out. Paul Finnich, thanks for joining the show, mate.
I'm doing a burnout for Albury. Thanks, guys.